Anti-government protests in Hong Kong escalated today. A protester was shot by police amid clashes that have increasingly marked the pro-democracy demonstrations that have been going on for months. Joining us now is NPR Southeast Asia correspondent Julie McCarthy. She's in Hong Kong. Julie, what did you see today?
I saw an almost curious, if I could call it, efficiency that's evolved here. It takes minutes for protesters to cobble together everything around the streets, bricks, metal rods, barricades, and stop traffic. And it takes the police just minutes to come in and change all that. And the police, what changed today was after the police cleared these things with great efficiency and the protesters disperse with sprinting that is worthy of the Olympics. It's extraordinary how they just whoosh, they're gone. The police were stopping people who happened to be in the area and interrogating them. And the major criticism against the police is that they've strayed too far from discipline, that its tactics have become too heavy-handed. And that's for the residents of Sai Wan Ho. The police are worthy of the loudest criticism, condemnation, because they it was there that they shot, in their neighborhood, they shot a 21-year-old student today, who tonight is in intensive care. And I think what was happening in that neighborhood of Sai Wan Ho was kind of emblematic of what's going on in Hong Kong. Certainly over the weekend, things were starting to build, and it just kind of came to this climax today.
Well, and everyone wonders what happens next. Carrie Lam, who is Hong Kong's leader, spoke to reporters today. What did she say?
Well, Carrie Lam basically said if anyone thinks that by upping the violence ante here in Hong Kong is going to pressure the government into acceding to the protesters' demands, they are engaged in wishful thinking. And, you know, that left people kind of with their eyes popped open and thinking, are we headed for a harsher crackdown? So what she said, I think, is kind of fuel for speculation about where it is headed. But there's no question, Jeremy, that there is a new, deeper polarization. There is a new volatility. There is a deeper hostility. You even hear it in the chants. You know, we've gone a long way from be water, if you remember that chant, you know, kind of slip away whenever you need to and the authorities are around, be water. And now the battle cry is Hong Kong revenge. So there's definitely a hardening here.
A hardening, and you say Carrie Lam said it's wishful thinking for the protesters to think that they're going to get what they're asking for. What about the protesters? Do they still have hope that they will be able to get what they're asking for, which is really democracy in Hong Kong?
Boy, you know, that's the key question in all of this. A lot of protesters will tell you, we have to be here. You know, whether we believe we're going to get it or not, the fight for that is so important that it compels us to be out here. Of course, we want it to happen. You know, the realists, the rationalists, if you want to call them, would say, you know, the chances of this happening with Beijing as the overseer of Hong Kong are extremely remote. But there are, you know, there are still rather, you know, there are pragmatic people. And you know, you can call them idealists, you can call them dreamers, but they're still out there and they believe that they can somehow save Hong Kong for their own future and a future they want that's free and that's democratic.
It's NPR's Julie McCarthy in Hong Kong. Julie, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.